What's up, listeners? Thanks for tuning in. Just a quick heads up before we jump into this episode. You can find this recording as well as some of our previous recordings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can find us by searching at Settle Down Podcast on each of those platforms. Also, be sure to follow us on our socials. We post on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find us by searching at Settle Down Media on all three of those sites. Also, stay tuned. We are going to be running our own In the End Zone Instagram page here very soon. So if you follow the main channel, the Settle Down Podcast on Instagram, look out for some information and you'll be able to sign up for that In the End Zone Instagram page. So thanks for doing that and enjoy the In the End Zone podcast. Peace.
Yo.
Welcome back.
We're up. We're live. Life's up. It's not stuck. What's up, guys?
Yeah, we're
up this week, boys. So last week I was on the run. Or last week I was in jail. I kind of dug a hole through the floor with a spoon. I am now on the run. As you can tell, I've shaved my face. I've trying to, you know, make myself not look so suspicious. But yeah, like TK said, I'm doing the race right now. Currently, I am in parts unknown. So USA, yeah, you'll never be able to find me. So hopefully I don't get caught.
Keaton, this is a very interesting setup you got going on here. Let me just take a look at this. So you're in the unknown regions of the United States of America.
Just parts unknown USA.
Parts unknown USA. So you're in the middle of a dirt road.
That hotspot's going crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, the hotspot's cooking, bro.
Headphones on. You got a seat there. You know, you got the microphone right there,
bang
too.
On the ground for us?
Yeah. Well, can we hear what the gravel sounds like?
Yeah.
And this is me grabbing all the rocks.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. It's real. Yeah. It's real, man. Wait, it's
are
real.
Those the same rocks in Oakland?
No. These are smaller. No, wait, I'm in parts of bro. I'm in parts unknown. I'm nowhere, bro. I'm everywhere, nowhere. Okay, let's keep it on the DL. They can't know where I'm at.
It's like he's in another universe, in the Bermuda Triangle. He has no idea where he's at.
Neither do they.
Where are you gonna end?
Neither do they. We'll see. We'll see. I might be able to last here the rest of my life, man. I'm on the lam.
Oh, for real.
It's like Red Dead Redemption 2, man. I gotta steal. I gotta rob to eat, man. I feel like a GTA character. This is not good.
Oh my god. I'm so dead.
But you know what? We're here.
Is this a live book of GTA 6?
See, this is
GTA 6.
I could be like scounging for food, you know, trying to be like more inconspicuous, but I'm out here filming and recording for the viewers. You know, that's dedication.
Right. Now, like, last question. Now, last question, Keaton. How hot is it there? Because it looks pretty toasty where you're at.
It's pretty warm. It's probably 180, 190 degrees Celsius.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating a little bit, but you know, we just trudge along through it, you know?
Where are you, the core of the earth?
Bro, that's my dedication to you guys. Like I'm putting my life on the line, both freedom and actual physical health on the line.
Oh my god.
So anyway, look. The more I keep talking, the more I incriminate myself. So I'm gonna stop.
Right. Someone's gonna hear you, bro.
I'm parts unknown, bro. They don't know where I'm at.
You never know. Anyways, Anthony, how's your week, man?
How's your week, man?
Week's going good. Had a crazy week last week. Didn't really get to talk about it too much. We dove straight in last week, but went to a wedding. That was super fun. It was a lot of fun. Hung out with fans. Yeah, it was. But it was a great time. Shout out to Jordan and Alex out there on their honeymoon in Greece right now. And Jordan is now Jordan Rogers, no longer Stewart. So very interesting. Sorry, man, you lost a sister. Just kidding. And then after that, hung out with family. That was a good time. It was a crazy week. I was with family for like 4 days straight. And I was like, all right. And that's it. Then came back here. And here we are now. We're just hanging out. We're bulling, hanging out with Zach. That's about it. Yeah. Zach, how was your week?
Cool. Yeah.
It's been all right. It's been all right. I heard back from the company that was supposed to give me a job offer. And when I say that, quote unquote, I didn't hear specifically from them that I was going to get a job offer. So if anyone hears this, I'm not shitting on anyone. This is just allegations, right? Allegedly.
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 But they said that they went with someone internal, which is kind of shitty. Reached out to a couple other companies. Funny enough, Alex, if you are listening to this, shout out to you, because Alex put me in contact with his buddy, Matt, who was also at the wedding that Anthony was at. Shout out to Matt, too, if you're listening to this. And Matt put me in contact with an OC office for construction and a GC job. So I have an interview at 9 a.m. on Friday. Hoping that goes well. Been working out. My cut's going pretty well. And other than that, really just settle down stuff, and we're here to record and have a good time. We have a juicy week, so I'm excited about
that. Yeah, we do. Yeah, let's just jump into it.
Hold on.
What?
Hey, how's your week been, man? It's been good.
How's your week?
A lot of manual labor to get out of that place.
A lot of manual labor, bro. I mean, dog, look at my forearms, bro. They're jacked because all I've been doing is just this with a spoon, and it's not even metal, bro. It's plastic. So it's really again, it is the dedication I put forth. Or the viewers who enjoy this, you know?
I was going to ask if you stole one of Queso's spoons, but then you just got done saying it was a plastic, and Queso would never go with the plastic spoon. He always goes with the metal spoons into the fork. So, you know what? Yeah. Never mind then.
Well, look, Zach wasn't lying. We do have a juicy week. Even though I'm in parts unknown, USA, I still get news. And let's just go ahead and jump into this, you know?
Green 18. Red 48, settle down. Wide 80, sit hut.
We suck. Get rid of Belichick. Get rid of Mac Jones. Get rid of our entire fucking receiving core.
You guys are 2-8.
That's what I thought.
2-7, 2-8. It doesn't matter. We still suck.
So Seahawks played the Ravens. Final score was 28-25. Geno Smith, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Not really much to write home about that game. Just
right.
This is a
I don't think Jared Goff is a top 5 quarterback in the NFC.
Wait, are you putting Justin Herbert over Jared Goff?
Yes.
It was like an interview for like a new podcast company. Called Brazzers. I mean, you could see I'm literally in the headquarters right now, dude. I was in the headquarters.
Right. Not anymore.
No.
That's before you.
I'm in the headquarters of Parts Unknown USA. I'll keep saying that until it's not funny. All right. Well, look, we have a huge week. A lot of stuff happened. I mean, you'd think for an off season, right after mini camps and stuff like that, it would be quiet. It is anything but. If anything, it's ramping up ever since the draft, and this week is no exception. One of our biggest pieces of news isn't necessarily on field news, but it is important. The Madden 25 cover athlete, and not Madden 25 as in the 25th anniversary, but Madden 25, the cover athlete for that was Christian McCaffrey, running back / multi-tool guy from the Niners. Now, here's the question. Does this Madden curse still exist? Right? Does the Madden curse still exist? I'm curious.
It does.
And before you answer this, I'm just gonna break down this article from CBS News. Okay, since 2000, here let's go backwards. Let's see. All right, in 2024 we had Josh Allen, who was the cover athlete for last year's Madden. He did not win a Super Bowl. Let's see. Tom Brady in 2022 did not win a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson in 2021 did not win a Super Bowl. However, Patrick Mahomes in 2020 did win a Super Bowl. AB, after 2019, got CTE, went bankrupt. Basically didn't do anything after 2019, stayed on and off the field with controversy, didn't win a Super Bowl. Tom Brady, 2018. Now, he did win a Super Bowl and an MVP award, so I don't think there was really anything there. In fact, he won one the next year. Right, Anthony? Okay. Oh, no, he didn't. That's right. He lost to a backup quarterback in 2018 in the Super Bowl. Didn't win a Super Bowl. Rob Gronkowski, 2017. You know, you keep going back on this list, man. I mean, you even have Richard Sherman, 2015. After that, didn't really do anything. In fact, he had to undergo Tommy John surgery right after. Odell Beckham Jr., 2016. Didn't do anything in 2017 or the years after. Well, he did have 1,400 yards, but the year after. Calvin Johnson, Adrian Peterson, the list goes on and on. And the question remains is what does the curse define? Because what we've seen more and more, you know, more and more is it's usually one of the best players on one of the best teams, and they don't win a Super Bowl. Or they might win a Super Bowl and their career falls off. The exception to that, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes.
Right, right. Or they get injured and they don't play all 17 or 16 games.
Exactly.
Or they don't have a productive season. So the question is, will the Madden curse continue?
And I think it will.
I am praying to God it doesn't. The 49ers don't need bad luck. The 49ers do not need any more bad luck. And when we look at this, if he gets injured, if he is not productive or as productive as he was last year, we are fucked. We're fucked. And this is what's happened the last couple of years. Like Keaton said, I could pull this up. Garrison Hurst, it literally goes down the list from 1999 all the way to 24. Injuries or people that aren't productive. We could start with, like I said, Garrison Hurst. He suffered a gruesome broken ankle in the playoffs. Barry Sanders. It just continues to go down. Brett Favre, Larry Fitzgerald, Adrian Peterson, like you mentioned, Richard Sherman, again, would have to go under, or he would have to undergo Tommy John surgery following the Super Bowl loss. We've seen what happened to OBJ. And then you say, who broke the record or who broke the curse, right? Because there's been a curse since 1999, before we were born. By the way, fellas, this curse is going on 25 years. And there's a couple of people that come to mind. In 2008, Brett Favre played all the years and he played well, but they missed the playoffs. So did he break it? 2010, Drew Brees was named the cover athlete for Madden 2011. He stayed fully healthy, but they were 7-9. 7-9.
And so they lost to Seattle. That was the beast quake.
Three levels to it, man. Three levels to it. Productivity, winning anything, and getting injured.
Peyton Hillis.
Oh, God. That's the biggest
fall-off. That's the biggest fall off. He had one productive year in the NFL.
It brings concern with Christian McCaffrey. It brings concern with Christian McCaffrey being on that cover because of Christian McCaffrey's past really bad injuries, honestly, that he's had and he's missed seasons for. But also, there could be, and I was telling Zach about this. This could potentially be something that the Niners need. Because realistically, let's be honest here, the Niners are cursed in general. Okay, they are. They absolutely are.
Sucks.
No, it doesn't.
But if they, the Madden curse, right, goes according with the 49ers who are already cursed, what if it cancels it out?
It's like a double negative.
What if they cancel it?
Please, God, I just want to see one.
Penalties on the offense and defense, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what if that could be it too?
What if Christian McCaffrey dies and then, like, Brock Purdy the next week sprains his ACL in his kneecap? Because that's where
I'll
the ACL
never
is.
Buy or play Madden ever again. Ever.
I don't think any Niner fan would ever recover if that ever happened, Keaton.
Niners fans ever. Yeah, you're right.
Ever.
God, dude, I'll cry.
I think Zach would legitimately cry.
I cried at the first Super Bowl. I almost cried at the second one. The third one, I was speechless. I will cry.
Look, here's the important piece in this, right? Christian McCaffrey had one of the most dominant seasons I have ever seen from a player in a 49ers uniform. And almost in general, to be honest with you, right?
Right.
However, it's not like Christian McCaffrey in his tenure with the NFL has played every single game. In fact, there have been a lot of times that he's had little injury stints here and there. Dare I say a little Mike Trout-esque? Yeah. However, he doesn't have these season-ending injuries. Yes. The issue is if the Madden curse is real and Christian McCaffrey is known to be somewhat injury-prone over his last, like, 5 years, it's possible that, you know, he could literally, like, just lose his leg and, you know, get hit by a cannonball in the middle of a game at the Buccaneers Stadium. I'm just saying, it could happen. It could happen,
man. He was drafted in 2017, right? Games played, his first 3 years were 16. Oh, God. 2020, he played 3. 2021, he played 7. 2022, he played 17. And then 2023, he played 16. But I don't think he was injured. It was because they wanted to rest him.
So, he's been healthy since he's been a Niner. But.
He has been. But now.
But.
Just let them off.
Now we have the Madden curse.
And you know what makes
it worse? Now he's a Madden athlete.
He just got his contract extended too. Better deal. It's just lining up. Please, God, no. I can't have it happen. I can't go through another fucking year of heartbreak.
Christian McCaffrey dies.
I can't do it. I can't do it. Because here's the thing. I'd rather them all get injured in preseason and be ass than get to the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl and lose again. I can't do it again. I can't.
What if they were like the most dominant team in the NFL this year and they didn't even make it out of the divisional round? They like lose to the Packers who finally get their redemption.
No, I can't. They have to win. They have to.
It's Super Bowl or bust at this point for fans.
It is.
Well, look. Go ahead, Anthony. You had something.
I was going to say, so the Madden curse, to clarify, doesn't just affect the player, it affects the team in general.
Okay, I'm gonna say this: the Madden course is what do we will. Okay,
it's what do we? What do we? What do we? What do we? Brock Purdy gonna get injured again in the NFC Championship?
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! What do we?
Oh my goodness!
I'd be so happy. Okay,
Keaton, just smoked that Purdy pack.
Purdy pack.
If we make a clip out of this. And I include that part right there. And that happens, I am going to fucking strangle your little ass, Anthony.
Cool.
Let's do it. I will reach over through the fucking camera to the unknown bullshit place you are and just grab you.
That's fine. I'll be so upset. If it happens, it won't.
Don't say it won't. You guys are cursed. Double cursed.
Well, listen. We got a little quick news here. So for those who watch Red Zone, like myself, you might be familiar with the gentleman named Scott Hansen. Now, Scott Hansen, legend. That guy last year famously played in a he still called Red Zone while dealing with a fire alarm, which you could hear in the background. He's a generational GOAT. That being said, was involved in one of the weirdest, most random situations I've ever seen, like the two NPCs of the world meeting. For those who haven't seen the video, I'm going to go ahead and play it right here. You might not hear any audio, which is totally fine. I can go ahead and kind of fill in what's being said, but that is going to be right here. Okay. So just a little bit of backstory because you guys won't, like I said, be able to hear it. He is off screen. This is a gentleman recording a car crash. He walks up to the vehicle and he grabs an object outside of the vehicle, which ends up being a watermelon for some reason.
What in the fuck?
So now you hear, "Hey, dude, what are you doing?" And all of a sudden the guy flashes up and it's Scott Hansen of NFL Network recording him.
Yo,
and he just goes,
why did he take the fucking watermelon?
He goes, the guy goes, this guy just pulled a watermelon out of this flipped over car. What a clown. I mean, and the guy just holds up the watermelon, just like such a weird interaction, so random that like, it's Scott Hansen.
What is going on? Guy just it's wanted complete, some watermelon.
I guess so. Look, it is completely harmless. Like, it's not a controversial clip. It's apparently Scott Hansen was just saying like, hey, I just didn't want this guy to like, ruin the crime scene or whatever. It was just really weird that he just like walks in there. But yeah, He wasn't in either car. He just checked on the survivors, saw that jack wagon trying to exploit the situation for his social media. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised, but I am disheartened. So that's his official statement on it. So pretty, when you get told by Scott Hansen, one of the most beloved NFL personalities, that he's disappointed in you, personally, I would end myself. I think I'd stop being a sports fan. I'd get into coffee. I think I'd start being a barista, the furthest thing away from sports I could think of. Yeah. I couldn't handle it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that happened. It's nothing too crazy. What is crazy?
Random as hell.
It is just random. And it's random good, right? Like, I feel like the last few weeks we've been kind of negative and a lot, you know, just a lot of dark stuff. For sure. You know, if you're a Steelers fan, we got some dark stuff for you because
pucker up.
The maestro of mediocrity, aka Mike Tomlin, Mr. 9-8, signs a 3-year extension, extending his tenure for a possible complete 20 years before, who knows, maybe he retires. But right now, he's in year 17. And I just want to go over his record because he has always been criticized as a guy that's just not a, like, he's consistent enough to get you a winning season, which he has almost every single year of his career, except for none of them. 17 years, a winning season in each of those. He has one Super Bowl championship and one AFC championship. However, when you go through his win percentage, he has a .633 career win-loss record. Last season, he went 10-7. The year prior, 9-8. And I'm just going to keep going down the list. 9-8. 9-7, 12-4, great year. 8-8, 9-6, 13-3, 11-5, 10-6, 11-5, 8-8, 8-8, 12-4, 12-4, 9-7, 12-4, 10-6. Still, like, great years throughout that time. However, if you take out 2014 to 2017, he went 2012, 2013, 2018, 19 with sub 500 records, didn't have a losing season. And he's only had one Super Bowl win in 17 years, and they've made the playoffs.
Two, not with Pittsburgh, though, as an assistant with Tampa Bay.
Oh, okay.
Before everyone gets our ass, we said it too. But I have a hot take. Is Mike Tomlin the most overrated coach of all time?
I believe so.
He's got to be up there. His record is deceiving. And when you look back at it, his record, what'd you say, .633? Which .633 is great. But he's been carried. He's been carried. The Big Ben years, they were great every year. He's had some all-time players. All-time. Le'Veon Bell in his prime. Big Ben. All of the receivers that they had. All of them. You can name literally all of them. AB, possibly top five receiver of all time. He's had everyone. Yeah. And he's won one Super Bowl. And in the last 10 years, has won nothing in the playoffs. I mean, he's probably won a couple of games, but nothing serious. When did they win that Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was 2010. Oh, yeah. 2008, they beat Seattle. 2009.
Wait, which year was this? Hold on, let's look it up.
It was the year that they played the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah. It was either 2008
which might have been – no, it was 2009 because 2010 – well, okay, all right. I'm going to shut my mouth because we're going to get grilled in the comments. But
– it's fine. I just won't
put it. Yeah. The Super Bowl – the reason I say that is because they won two Super Bowls since 2000, but that was 2005 against Seattle. So I forgot he wasn't head coaching.
And he wasn't the head coach.
Yes.
But yeah, dude. I mean – I saw a vote for Steelers fans, and the question was, do you like this extension or do you not? 65% of them said yes. So they're favoring him, but it's kind of close. It's kind of close. And I'm just looking at him like, dude, oh my God. Like, it's wild, I will say. I mean, consecutive seasons with a 500 or better record. He is third right now. Tom Landry has the longest streak of 21 years from 1965 to 85. Bill Belichick, your lover, Anthony, went 2001 to 2019 with a better than 500 record, so 19 years, and Mike Tomlin's now at 17. So,
and they have a team that's probably going to get another winning season. They like they're consistently you know what? I kind of want to call them the most mid NFL team. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers the most mid NFL team ever? Because I'm sorry.
Not ever. Can't say it.
Okay. Okay.
I wouldn't say
ever. Are they the most mid team since 2005?
Okay. You want to hear something crazy? What I said, they haven't won anything in 10 years. It's truthful. The Steelers are 0-4 in postseason appearances since 2016. It's almost 10 years, fellas. 10 years.
They lost. But they're going to keep giving them
2021 and 2023 in the wild card games.
Yep.
Ridiculous. And they didn't even tell us the amount either, right? I've looked everywhere. I can't see the extension amount.
I think it's correct? Mike Tomlin contracts. I want to maybe see if I can find it. I don't think it's public knowledge. Sometimes they don't have to release that. Oh, you know what? I might have just found it. It is rumored to be, according to reports, his new deal will pay him $37.5 million for the next three seasons.
It's a good amount for a coach.
12 and a half per year.
And then, obviously, we want to hear what he said. He said, I'm appreciative for this contract extension and thankful for Art Rooney II for his support during my first 17 years in Pittsburgh. We are continuing to work diligently to get back to where we belong. Sustained playoff success with the ultimate goal of winning the franchise's seventh Lombardi Trophy. That's why I said you can't say they're the most mid ever. Then he says, I am very excited to get to the 2024 season, or excuse me, to get the 2024 season underway and provide our fans with a memorable year of going 9-8. He didn't actually say that, but he said of a memorable year. So
you know what they are? Dude. You know what they are? They are, and this is going to be, you know, whatever, because it's technically doesn't count for this year. They're kind of like the Boston Celtics, right? Like the Boston Celtics have this long esteemed history of winning championships. In fact, they are tied with the Lakers for the most championships won by any franchise ever in the NBA. Yep. That being said, they have won one championship since 2000, and that was 2008. And here we are. You know, they're probably going to win theirs this year, and whatever. So it'll be broken. And but
let's be fucking honest. That game was not won by coaching. That game was won by Big Ben. That throw in the back was a dime piece. The best throw ever in Super Bowl history. Is the best throw ever in Super Bowl history. It might be. It's possibly one of the best. It is one of the best.
Yeah. Before we move on, the one that Jimmy G had where he overthrew. Okay, cool. We got to clip that. Well, look, as we move on from that, we'll jump into a little bit of player news. The king of rap, Darren Waller, officially announces his retirement at the age of 31. This is rumored to be a case, you know, last week when we talked about it, it was almost assumed that he was going to do it. But that's it. He officially announces his retirement. He was drafted in 2015 out of Georgia Tech as a tight end, a six-round pick. Started out really rocky with the Baltimore Ravens, dealt with a lot of drug issues, went to the Oakland Raiders, kind of turned his life around in the best way possible, got a huge contract, became really productive, Pro Bowl tight end, got a huge contract with the Giants, and then that was kind of it. We didn't really hear from him. Zach was super high on his production this year or this last season.
That was so wrong.
And he didn't do anything. Man. He didn't do anything, you know? And I just, I kind of want to break this down. Now, Darren Waller has like never been like one to stray away from controversy. And most, you know, kind of his most popular one right now is the fact that he just got divorced from his WNBA wife, Kelsey Plum. And there's a article by Clutch Points that talks about why he kind of retired. And I'm just going to read this verbatim. I don't really want to, you know, speculate on what happened. So, Darren Waller shared a video on YouTube where he revealed a frightening health situation that occurred in November of last year, 2023. The former tight end explains that he began to feel a fever coming on and had already dealt with COVID symptoms twice. He thought he was set to battle the illness once again, but realized the symptoms were different. I could not breathe. I found myself, found myself, my head staring, starting to nod and like losing consciousness. And I'm here at home by myself. I ended up calling 911. I think I'm clearly on the phone, but they can't make out much of what I'm saying. He ended up going to the hospital, was there for 3.5 days, was on an oxygen mask. It doesn't really explain, from what I understand and kind of reading this, it doesn't really explain. One of the biggest things he says is that his passion for the game is just kind of faded. After his tenure with the Raiders, you could kind of see it. And then he gets the divorce and then you start to see it more. Exactly. And then we saw it in the offseason. And honestly, I think it's really good for him. You know, I think oftentimes we think of these players as just production, right? We think of them as just money and you fucked up my parlay. But at the end of the day, they are human, man. And I don't know, you know, just him saying like, look, I struggle with life. You know, I felt like I just wanted to be a people pleaser. And this is the first time that I'm accepting my own happiness. And it's good. It's good, man. It's wholesome, you know, hey, sad, man. But wholesome.
It's sad. So mm-hmm. It's sad.
Yeah.
Dude, that kind of leads me into a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is signing a contract with the Giants a curse? I mean, at this point, dude,
yes,
we could go down the list and let's do it. Kenny Golladay, what has he done since signing that massive contract back then? Hasn't done anything. We have Daniel Jones. He signed a contract in 2023. What happened to him? Oh, he played 6 games last year, had 2 touchdowns and 6 interceptions, then tore up his knee. We see Darren Waller go from the Raiders, where he was elite, one of the best tight ends in the league, to now retiring because he does not want to play for, I don't know if it's the Giants, but he doesn't want to play for the NFL anymore, in the NFL anymore. And then we look, and I don't want to bring him up. We look at Saquon.
Damn it, I was just about to say it.
He had the possibility of being extended there, and he didn't.
Well, he took a $10 million extension, and he didn't really do anything with it last year.
Exactly. And, okay, I'm not going to blame Saquon. That offensive line was one of the worst in the league. But is it a curse, fellas? Is it?
It might be.
Is the new Madden curse with the Giants in signing players?
It might be. It makes sense. Danny Dimes is a bum. Saquon got hurt so much while he was on the Giants. There were so many games he did not play in his career while he was on the Giants. Not saying he wasn't bad because he was still phenomenal. Phenomenal 10-on-10 athlete. But he got injured so often. And it was like, okay, what good is he worth then at that point, right? Like, what is he worth at that point to the Giants, right? If he continuously is getting injured. Kenny Golladay, yeah, he's been a bum. Like, sorry.
He's been
sorry,
bad.
Not sorry.
And the thing,
he's been horrible.
The thing that's weird is it's typically when they go to the Giants, they look like they don't want to play football after signing a contract with them. You see Kenny Golladay, he doesn't look like he's in it.
Why is it that every single player on the Giants, the same for maybe they look Daniel so depressed? They look all depressed.
I agree.
We fucked up. Hey, we fucked up that one video with the NFL draft of the Giants. We're not fucking this up. There's proof in the pudding.
Proof and in Evan the Neal's
pudding. In the pudding.
Hey, Evan Neal, Kadarius Toney, man.
Yeah, I mean, Kadarius, oh my God.
Kadarius Toney leaves, goes to the Chiefs, wins a Super Bowl, has a okay year, whatever, was still more productive there than he was with the Giants. Obviously had the greatest quarterback we've seen, at least most talented quarterback we've ever seen. Evan Neal, 7th overall pick in 2022, standout guy from Alabama, offensive lineman. He started his first 7 games, sprained his MCL against the Jaguars, causing him to miss the next 4 games. And then he missed 10 games with an ankle fracture in his, you know, I mean, he sucks.
Dude,
he sucks.
I'm telling you, there's a curse there.
There's something. Man, I think it's just Giants negligence. Fans,
we're being fucking truthful here, but there's a curse in New York.
Here, let me do this. Are the Giants the worst franchise in all of sports in the world? All right, clip that in. Chat.
You were shaking your head, man.
Chat, can we clip that?
Hey, they can cancel me for it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. Cancel me for it. I don't care.
Go ahead, cancel me. Cancel me.
I'm in parts unknown, wait, bro. Wait. Try and find me first.
Wait, Keegan, can we get a clip of that? You saying that?
What?
Cancel me for it? Cancel me for it? I don't care.
Cancel me for it, bro. I don't care.
Perfect. Perfect. Huge.
And scene.
Oh, man. I love it.
Well, look. I love it. It sucks, man. Daniel Jones, stinky.
Seriously,
stinky
though,
guy.
For Darren Waller, dude, it's sad for Darren Waller. It is. It really is sad for Darren Waller. And it makes sense. If you're not there with your headspace and you don't want to do anymore, retire. But it's just sad that he went from one of the best tight ends to not playing. He retired, man. And I hope him the best. I love Darren Waller.
I agree. I do too.
You just were a giant and got unlucky. So it is what it is.
Sorry, man. You have been cursed. Go to the Giants.
You know what's funny? I feel like the curse.
Daniel Jones locker.
Okay. Oh my God. Daniel.
Go to Daniel Jones locker.
Dude, Daniel Mr. Jones locker. Waller.
Mr. Waller, front and center, me boy. We've got injuries to make.
Oh my God. That's good.
That's great.
Okay, real quick. I was going
to
say.
I've been laughing that hard so long. We have injuries to make. It's crazy.
So once upon a time, though. So let me ask you this. Do you think the team, the Giants curse, I'm quoting that, okay? The Giants curse, do you think it was always the Giants that were like that? Or do you think there was another team that used to be like that? Because I can think of one team that used to be like that for years.
No, because they won with Eli.
What team are you synonymous with curse?
Mid-2000 Browns.
2010's Browns. That was worse. Yeah, that's...
That was worse.
0-16. Well, you could also say the Lions, too. There's a lot of shit in the NFL.
Franchises. Houston was, too. There's just a lot of bad franchises. And some of them are turning around.
No, you don't know yet, but it doesn't look like it. Guess what? Not the Giants. Anyways,
let's continue this cursed conversation. Yeah. But we've been talking about cursed teams with bad franchises, right? Or recent bad franchises. Let's talk about a cursed team with the greatest franchise in the 2020s. And I'm talking about, again, the Kansas City Chiefs, because they are right now the most cursed team in the NFL. It doesn't stop. Controversy follows them like a fly to shit. Go ahead.
I have a question for y'all. Has the Chiefs organization had the most unlucky offseason we've ever seen as a Super Bowl winner? I've never seen anything like this. And it's a real question.
Now, Zach, clarify this. So we're talking about the Chiefs organization, and we're talking not just a certain player. We're not talking multiple different players. Right. We're talking the GM, all of that stuff. The organization, the Chiefs franchise as a whole right now.
Okay. GM, owner, manager, whoever the fuck it is besides the players, because the players haven't been unlucky. They've done it to themselves besides the one that we're about to talk about, Keaton.
Mm-hmm. Look, man, this is not good. I mean, luckily, there's a happy ending, so stay with us. But defensive lineman, B.J. Thompson, defensive lineman, he suffered cardiac arrest last Thursday right after he finished filming during a team meeting. So he ended up having to go to the hospital. He, by the next day, was responsive. He was talking to his agent. And then yesterday, we just got information that he's back up, moving around. He was talking to players, teammates, all that stuff. And he's actually going to be able to go back to the facility and regain his off-season workouts and training. So it's all good news in the end, right? But it's still, you know, it's just like any other team. People would be like, oh, man, that sucks. But Kansas City, it couldn't happen to any other team. That's the thing. It can't happen to a Seahawks. It can't happen to a Browns. It's not going to happen to a Dolphins. It's going to happen to the Kansas City Chiefs. Because if there's one thing they know this offseason, it's controversy. It's honestly just been a shitty offseason for them. Like, whether it's been
causing their own...
Exactly, man. And again, you know, we're talking about curses. This is a franchise that's probably going to repeat, or is a number two favorite to repeat, to three-peat, man. Three-peat, something have we ever seen a three-peat in NFL history? I don't believe that's ever happened, right?
No, three-peat has never happened.
Definitely not.
Seahawks were the closest to a two-peat, but no one ever three-peated.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So that's what we're close to.
Nope. No NFL team.
Cool.
Jeez, man. So. I mean, seriously, that is really sad. I wonder if it has something to do with like just not being hydrated in the Kansas City heat. I don't know.
Possibly.
I don't want to make speculation. I'm just glad that he's good and he's back into practice. But
yeah,
the Chiefs.
I'm going to get political. He was probably vaccinated. Okay. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I just had to say that for all the Twitter people out there. Was he vaccinated? He was probably vaccinated. Shut up.
Oh, my God. But yeah, they've been cursed, man. It's not ideal.
Yeah, they're cursed. Definitely been they're cursed.
I don't, and yeah, no, definitely unlucky. I think unlucky is definitely the better word for this. Because, like, I don't know. There's just been a lot going on within the Chiefs organization. Like, this offseason, it's been crazy. Especially like you guys said, coming off of that two-peat, wanting that three-peat now, having the opportunity for the three-peat, and all of this is going down. It's wild stuff, man. Wild stuff. Very interesting.
Yeah,
a lot of quote-unquote curses today, man.
The Giants,
the Madden, the Chiefs. Let's just hope it gets better for everyone. Well, I don't really care if it doesn't get better for the Chiefs or the Giants, but for the 49ers, let's hope there's no Madden curse.
Yeah.
Well, okay. For me, I hope nothing like that happens again to a Chiefs player.
Quentin McCaffrey, don't leave me.
Please don't tap your ankle, God.
Please.
Oh my God.
Take my ACL. Oh my God. Take it.
Come on. That's fucked up.
Sorry.
That's messed up.
Sorry.
Oh, speaking about messed up, though.
This is
Xavier Howard's story. This is insane. You are diabolical, Xavier Howard. Diabolical.
Xavier Howard, you deserve to be in jail for what you did to this boy. And I'm going to explain what the hell happened, because this is nuts. We have finished every episode with controversy. This will not break the chain. In fact, it probably only strengthens it. Xavier Howard, the former Dolphins cornerback, allegedly sent explicit photos to a child at the time of the lawsuit was filed because the child's mother would not get an abortion. Now, you might be sitting to yourself. You might be thinking to yourself, that's confusing. Yes, it doesn't get less confusing. Me explaining this further does not help it. Like, does not help your confusion. It only clarifies things. The only thing it doesn't clarify is why the hell Xavier Howard did this. But I'm going to explain what happened. In 2022, a lawsuit was filed by the boy who was using a John Doe, because at the time he was a minor. The lawsuit and court documents revealed that Xavier Howard was dating the boy's mother at the time when the mother got pregnant. Howard wanted the woman to have an abortion and was frustrated because she would not. So after repeated repeated attempts of demanding the woman get one and repeated actions of her not doing it, he ended up, he went on a warpath. He sent explicit content, including photos and videos, which show his mother having sex to the boy in retaliation.
Dude, I've never heard of anything like that. You're a deviant.
And here's something crazy.
Bad way, Xavier Howard. You're a bad
dude. And he didn't just do this to the boy. He sent videos and pictures to the mother's friends and was basically saying, this woman does not want to have sex with me. And she had to basically get texts from her friends like, hey, Xavier's sending me these videos. And was the one that actually found the videos and photos on the child's phone before he saw them. Even though she deleted them, it didn't get deleted off of iCloud. So the kid logged into his iCloud and saw all these texts from Xavier and clicked on him and unfortunately had to watch his mother have sex. Something that no child ever wants to watch their family member do adult things to other adults. I'm sorry. I assume he was probably 16. I assume he was 16, 17, because at the time of 2022, he was a John Doe. It said he was at the time, so I assume he's probably 18 now. Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. What are you
fucked up, Xavier Howard?
I don't get it.
Stupid. You can't fix stupid. That's just pure stupidity right there.
Genuinely, he should be in jail. Like, that is fucked.
He probably will be. He doesn't have the NFL to back him. I mean, he's a former player.
He's a free agent. Yeah, he's a free agent.
Yeah, he's done. Idiot. He's cooked.
What a fucking idiot.
Mr. Howard, you're cooked, me boy.
Daniel Jones locker, he goes.
Yep.
I just, you know, we talked about so much stuff. Like the Brandon McManus thing, right? I'm gonna carefully tread water here because I don't want to say something I don't mean. But Brandon McManus, like, people understand sexual assault, right? Like, it's a thing. Unfortunately, it's all too common. And it's really just like, it's an issue that happens more often than not, right? Like, we understand it. It makes sense to a degree, right? The Rashee Rice thing where he's speed racing. I understand what happened, right? Like, it makes sense what happened. I don't justify it. Xavien Howard, man. Nothing of what you did makes any sense. It's not like, what did the boy have to do with the mother? Nothing. Like,
you're cruel. I don't, human being. That's human being.
That's cruel, sickening. Man. That's just weird. It's weird.
Sickening.
Gross. Loser. Loser. That's what you are. Disgusting. You're an L7 weenie. Okay? Just know that. Just know that. I don't know, man.
Oh, my God.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's fucked up, man. That's what it is.
It's weird. It is. You know, it just doesn't matter how old the boy is, too. Like, no one needs to see their parents doing that stuff. And it wasn't even his fault, man. Like, he just got sent the videos in retaliation for not doing anything. And truly, I hope Xavien Howard goes to jail, man. I do.
Yep.
Same here. I think that's exactly what he's got coming towards. Yep. Well, look, we're about to finish this episode. I just wanted to give you guys one last thing before we leave. I know we could have finished on a bad note. I don't really want to do that. So we'll finish on a lighthearted note. Steven Nelson, cornerback for the Texans, retired from the NFL yesterday. He was originally drafted in 2015, same year as Darren Waller. Played for the Chiefs, Steelers, and Eagles, and Texans. He never once made the Pro Bowl or was named to any All-Pro team. He kind of was just like a hit or miss guy. Didn't really play much. Journeyman, yeah. Basically a who was the guy from Harvard that played for like 30 different teams? Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, kind of like that with less success. Journeyman. So
yeah, he's like the Jorge Masvidal of the NFL, just a journeyman.
Yes.
Man.
Yep.
But
yep.
Shout out to you, shout man. Out Masvidal. Have a good retirement.
Yep.
Yep. Well, cool. That is our episode. Thanks for watching, you guys. And hey, we'll see if I'm even available to record next week. I might be 6 feet under. I might be in Pelican Bay playing basketball with Denzel Washington. So we'll see. Man. We'll see where this goes. But deuces like for this week.
We'll catch y'all next week. Peace.